You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, bringing you the soul that came before rock and roll, highlighting 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. These are the vintage rhythm and blues sounds that you can't hear anywhere else. And each week here on The Juke in the Back, we take a different artist, subgenre, record label, or musical topic and explore it deeper. This week we have some sad news, as another one of our rhythm and blues pioneers has passed on. Obadiah Jesse, known to the world as Young Jesse, passed away on April 27th, 2020, at the age of 83. He began his career in 1953 as a member of the Flares, along with Richard Berry and Cornell Gunter. Then in 54, he started a solo career and released several killer singles for the Modern label. Unfortunately, none of them charted, but Young Jesse was one of those cats with a unique sound who was there making music right as rhythm and blues was turning into rock and roll. So this week, in honor of one of the all-time greats, let's dedicate the program to a guy who knew to hit, get, and split. The original Hoochie Coochie, who could smell a rat down at Hayden's while going through the lonesome desert with Mary Lou, Young Jesse, who was born Obadiah Donnell Jesse on December 28, 1936. He was raised just south of Dallas, Texas, in a suburb called Lincoln Manor. His mother, Melinda, was a well-respected boogie-woogie pianist who went under the name Plunky Harris. His cousin, John Lemon, was a saxophone player who led his own band out in Los Angeles and was related to the great bluesman, Blind Lemon Jefferson. Obadiah's father was a cook, and he moved the family to Los Angeles during the early years of World War II. By the very early 50s, though, young Obadiah Jesse returned to Dallas, where he enrolled in Lincoln High School and began his musical studies with fellow student David Fathead Newman, who would go on to play in the Ray Charles Band. Soon he returned to Los Angeles and went to Jefferson High, where he studied under the legendary Sam Brown, along with Floyd Dixon and Johnny Guitar Watson. Upon his return to L.A., his family moved close to the 5-4 Ballroom, a local rhythm and blues hotspot. There he snuck in and saw Roy Brown shouting the blues, and knew right then and there that's what he wanted to do. Obie then met up with fellow students Richard Berry, Beverly Thompson, Thomas Pete Fox, and Cornelius Gunter. They formed a group called the Debonairs and were soon discovered by local record shop owner John Dolphin of Dolphins of Hollywood. He put them in the studio and they recorded a song written by Obadiah Jesse called I Had a Love. Obie Jesse's not singing lead on this one. Cornell Gunter is, but I think this is a great way to start a feature on Young Jesse. Here are the Debonairs, who John Dolphin renamed the Hollywood Blue Jays, with the original version of I Had a Love, released on Recorded in Hollywood in 1952.
When I was young, much too young to know how a love affair should go, of your touch, I had alone. I would be so all alone. Oh, I would be so broken hearted if my baby doesn't come home. Even now I dream of her touch. I had a love. Even now I dream of her touch. I had all hearted. Well, if my baby doesn't come home, oh, what a girl. Ooh, to love much, too much. Oh, yes, even now I dream of her touch. I had a love.
The original I Had a Love was issued on John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood in January of 1953. When nothing happened with the Hollywood Blue Jays' I Had a Love, Cornell Gunter set up an audition with Modern Records. The Bahari brothers were impressed with the audition and handed them over to brother Joe Bahari to put on his Flair Records. Bahari suggested they change their name to the Flairs to reflect the record label. They agreed, and in July had their first session for Flair Records, which included a re-recording of I Had a Love, which you just heard right there, in much more of a professional manner. Cornell was still singing lead, but don't forget, this week's feature, Obie Jesse, wrote that song. Now for their second release on Flair Records, Their name was changed to the Hunters. They probably took this name from local LA disc jockey Hunter Hancock, hoping to get more airplay on his radio show. Obie Jesse wrote a tune based on a bar located in a rough part of Dallas, owned by a guy named Hayden. He handles the lead on this one, along with shouts from Pete Fox. It's Down at Hayden's, as we feature Young Jesse, this week on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
What happened to you?
Boy, I was in a massacre.
Yeah, you like you was in a hurricane.
Tell me, Daddy.
Why don't you tell me all about it?
Well, I was down in Hayden.
What happened?
Somebody hitting me.
Yeah.
Get away, brother. I'm young and fancy free. I had a
Lord, save me from me.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, save me from me. Lord, save me from me.
Please have mercy.
Lord, save me from me. Lord, save me from it.
All right, tell me the whole story now.
Well, comes old lady.
What about?
Walk is a dog.
Yeah.
She got on her knees and she began to crawl out and
Lord, save me from it.
Lord, 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 Lord,
Lord, save me from it.
Come on and help me.
Lord, save me from it.
I'm down in misery.
Lord, save me from it.
Hayden.
Yeah.
I was in clothes.
Mm, this is good.
Then Mr. Hayden hit me dead in my nose. I had a
Lord save me from it.
Oh, oh, oh,
Lord save me from it.
Please,
Lord save me from it.
Get them down, down.
Lord save me from it.
Oh, oh, oh,
Lord save me. Lord save me from it.
Yeah, man, now. What else happened down there?
To the left.
It's to the left. Right?
They moved it right.
Yeah, did you try to run?
Couldn't run, Dad. Have one leg.
You walk real fast.
Tried to.
Yeah, with top of the black eye.
Oh, he moved my back to stern.
With your back turn, that's what it was dirty.
I'm telling you.
Now tell me some more now.
Well, he didn't grab me.
Yeah.
Threw me down. Then he grabbed me and I looked like a clown. Howling,
Lord, save me from me.
Oh,
Lord, save me from me.
Lord, save
me.
Tell me one more thing now.
Well, Lou Hayden grabbed me and threw me in the street.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was hurt, but boy, I was so beat. Hollin'
loud. Lord, save me from it.
Loud, 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 loud.
Lord, save me from it.
Oh, 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 oh.
Lord, save me from it.
Down in misery.
Lord, save me from it.
Tell me this, Ma. You going there anymore?
Yeah, man, I'm going out there tomorrow night.
Man, you crazy. You must be a new kind of dude.
But she's a sweet little thing.
His wife?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet child. Get that cat.
Well, now I'm on this lonesome desert with nothing but cactus on both sides. Lord, 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 I'm on this lonesome desert with nothing but cactus on both sides. Well, the policeman is behind me and ain't no place for me to hide. Well, I killed my wife last week when I caught her with another man. I looked in my canteen, my water is mighty low. My feet are getting heavy, and I can't go on no more. I'm on the lonesome desert with nothing but cactus on both sides. chin. I knock on the door of a pair dog and three pair dog let me in. Now, Lord knows I don't want to die. Since I kick on the feather, I just fly right in cry. Hold on, hold on.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, The Wolfman, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Derek Justman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
I smell a red, baby. I smell a red, baby. Better watch out. I smell a red, baby. You won't tell me where you've been. Whiskey running all down your chin. I smell a red, baby. I smell a red, baby. Better watch out. A ball, I smell a rat, baby.
Young Jesse, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back with his first solo single, I Smell a Rat, backed with Lonesome Desert. That single was issued in January of 1954 on Modern Records, the parent company of Flare Records. Toward the end of 1953, the songwriting team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller had asked Obadiah Jesse if he wanted to leave the Flares and pursue a solo career. He accepted, and so for his first single, he recorded the Lieber-Stoller composition, I Smell a Rat, which had originally been done by Big Mama Thornton. She's a fiery singer, but Young Jesse really added his own spark to I Smell a Rat. The flip side, Lonesome Desert, actually features the original Flares as the backing group. From here on out, he would no longer sing with the Flares, but be backed by another great Los Angeles vocal group, the Cadets. As far as instrumentation goes, these early modern record sides feature the great saxophonist and bandleader Maxwell Davis and his orchestra. It was also in late 1953 that Obie Jesse stopped going by his real name and started using the moniker Young Jesse. Obie has said that he took that name, Young Jesse, because he sounded old on record and the Bahari Brothers wanted him to appeal to a young rock and roll market. So Young Jesse it was. His second single from Modern Records, featuring Maxwell Davis and the Cadets singing backup vocal, is probably his most famous and best remembered song. It's Mary Lou, a tune he wrote, but unfortunately it wasn't a hit for him. It would be a hit 4 years later when Ronnie Hawkins cut it for Roulette Records. On many reissues over the years, record companies have chosen the wrong version of Mary Lou for the release. Right now, you're going to hear the original Modern Records single of Mary Lou with the correct version. And this week's feature, Young Jesse, right here on the Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
I'm going to tell you a story about Mary Lou. I mean the kind of a girl to make a fool of you, to make a young man groan and a old man pain. The way she took my money was a crying shame.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Mary Lou,
jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, she left from Detroit to go to Kalamazoo. Met her for the night, a fool like you. Met her a rich man who was mad and had two kids. She stoked that cat until it flipped his lid.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Mary Lou,
jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, I put a detective on her trail. Post office so that they could trace her mail. She got picked up and then was sent to jail. She clipped the judge just to pay her bill.
Mary Lou,
she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Mary Lou,
jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Mary Lou! The post office so that they could trace the mail. She got picked up and then was sent to jail. She clipped the judge just to pay her bill.
Mary Lou,
she took my watch and chain.
Mary
Lou, she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Mary Lou,
jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, she came back to town about a week ago. She told me she was sorry, she had hurt me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. The way she took that man, she gave me a chill.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Mary Lou,
jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Mary Lou,
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 Mary Lou.
Has been playing on me because she's with that stud. But you can plainly see, I guess I run in the house and start a rowing like a bear. I hit him in the lip and start a pulling in his hair. Don't think I will. Oh, don't think I will. He's a pretty big fella when this time I might get a kill. Well, I knew I'm a man and I should stand for my rights, but Lord have mercy, how I hate to fight. I guess I run in the house and knock him on the floor. I grab him by his nose and throw him clear through the door. Don't think I will. Oh, don't think I will. He's a pretty big fella, when this time I might get a kill. think I'll take my nap and try to rearrange this future. I'll do a good job because I used to be a butcher. Think I'll get me a drink because it'll give me a limp. I'll get in my car and knock him clear off a cliff. Don't think I will.
Issued in June of 1955, that's Young Jesse's most popular single, Mary Lou, backed with I Don't Think I Will. It's probably Dub Jones you hear singing the bass parts on both of those sides. He was a member of the Cadets at the time. Musically, it's Maxwell Davis's orchestra backing him up. Young Jesse, the terribly underrated West Coast rhythm and blues singer of the 1950s, is the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. Let's move on to his next single for Modern Records. It was issued in November of 55. It's Nothing Seems Right, backed with Do You Love Me? Let's hear both sides of this fabulous but seldom heard single right now on the Juke in the Back. Here's Young Jesse.
Baby, that's the best thing good law for us to do. trying to act so sadiddy in and out of your place. But the way you look, baby, ain't no high class face. Hey, hey, you better wake up and realize you belong in the country. Good Lord, how the farmer's wife. Well, I've told you how I feel and that I love you so. But before we finish our conversation, listen to me, girl. All I want to know is, do you love me like I love you? Really love me like I love you? Oh, let's make it me and you. Baby, that's the best thing good Lord for us to do. Shucking and fooling around. If you don't want me, then I'm going across town. Yes, find another woman who can love me so. And then I won't fool around, no, no, with you no more. Well, I've told you how I feel and that I love you so. But before we finish our conversation, listen to me, girl, all I want to know is, do you love me like I love you? Really love me like I love you? Oh, 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 let's make it me and you. Oh, baby, that's the best thing good Lord for us to do. Oh, do you love me? Or do you want me?
Do You Love Me, issued in November of 1955 by Modern Records and featuring this week's spotlight on the Juke in the Back, Young Jesse. Now at this time, Young Jesse was being managed by Buck Ram, who was also the manager of the Flares, the Platters, and the Penguins. During the summer of 1956, he accompanied all those groups to New York City for several concert dates, including a dream date at the Apollo Theater. While in New York, Joe Bahari asked Buck Ram to book some studio time for Young Jesse and get some top musicians to back him up. The result was his next single for Modern Records, Hit, Get, and Split, which features the great Mickey Baker on guitar and Sam the Man Taylor on saxophone. The song was co-written by Young Jesse and Buck Ram. Here it is now, spinning on the Juke in the Back, Young Jesse, with Hit, Get, and Split.
I'm gonna hit, get, and split. Coming back home near you. I'm gonna hit, get, and split. Nothing left for me to do. Cause nobody else can take the place of you. Well, I've got the blues, my baby's not here with me. Yes, I've got the blues, but baby's not.
selfish, no time is free. How would you like to be tied to me pretty soon? Pretty soon, yeah, pretty soon. Pretty soon, pretty soon, yeah, pretty soon. You'll be tied to me pretty soon. You say you like children, baby, that's great. How would you like to have seven or eight?
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Young Jesse. Let's go back to 1956, where it was a common practice for labels to use the same backing track several times. For example, the backing track on this Young Jesse song, Here Comes Henry, was originally used by Empire Records for the Youngsters' song Shattered Dreams. It features Plaz Johnson and Ernie Freeman. Take a listen to the Youngsters.
You shattered my dream.
Now have a listen to this week's Great 78. From 1956, here's Young Jesse with Here Comes Henry.
Oh, well, here comes Henry. Here comes Henry Jones. He ain't much to look at, just a bag of skin and bone. Oh, 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 that Henry, a natural born a swinging man. All the little girls, they stand in line just to hold his hand. He ain't got a penny, he ain't got a car, he ain't got a suit to wear. He don't know what the future will bring. In fact, he don't even care. All the women love him. Now ain't that a crying shame? Everybody's jealous of a Henry Jones, and a people, that's my name. Everybody tell us of a Henry Jones and a people, that's my name.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Thank you.
That's Oochie Coochie, Young Jesse, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back. That single was issued on Modern Records in December of 1956 and was cut at that same summertime recording session held in New York City, featuring the great Mickey Baker on guitar, playing a real smoking solo on that one, and of course Sam the Man Taylor is blowing the sax on that equally cool solo. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're listening to The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll right here on The Juke in the Back. And you know, I've got something really special for you right now. It's a previously unreleased song from Young Jesse called Hot Dog. Now, this song was cut in 1956, but was never issued at the time. It wasn't issued until the 1980s when Ace Records, a great record label over in the UK, decided to issue it. Now, what makes this song important is that Elvis recorded it for the Loving You movie. Now, he changed it around a little bit, but it's basically the same song. Now, you might be wondering, how are Elvis and Young Jesse related? Well, both artists were working with the writer-production team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. And so they originally gave the song to Young Jesse, but ended up using it with Elvis just a few months later. So let's hear Young Jesse doing Hot Dog as we feature this underrated performer this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Hot dog, you say you're really coming back. Hot dog, I don't know just how to act. Hot dog, you say you're coming home for good. Hot dog, girl, I knew you always would. I can hardly wait, I'm gonna meet you at the gate. A hot dog, I fell in love with you and then you went away, and now you say you're coming home to stay. Hot dog, I'm gonna jump and shout. A hot dog, when you come walking out. Hot dog, I'm gonna hug you tight. A hot dog, we're gonna have some fun tonight. My nickels, you'll dance just like old times. A hot dog, I got a manicure and got my hair straight. A pocket full of money, gonna celebrate. Hot dog, girl, I can't believe my eyes. A hot dog, honey, what a big surprise. A hot dog, this is better than a dream. A hot dog, I'm so happy I could scream. I'll be a crazy son of a gun when I wake up with the sun. A hot dog.
She didn't worry about her looks. She used to sip on sassy blast. Didn't even drink. didn't try to tell a man how to thing and don't have her no more. That was long time ago. It's a pitiful shame how the world has changed.
Don't happen no more, baby. That's a record you couldn't get away with making nowadays, but it was okay in its day when it was released by Modern Records in 1956. Now, as 1957 came into view, the Bahari brothers, who own Modern and RPM Records, started to shift their focus away from those labels and onto their budget label, Crown Records. The whole company would end up going bankrupt in a couple of years, but artists like Young Jesse decided to leave, and since he was under the wing of Lieber and Stoller, they brought him over to Adco Records. He briefly recorded as a harmony singer for the Coasters. If you listen closely, you can hear him on Young Blood and Searchin'. But he also cut a single for the Adco label, and that's how we're going to end this week's show. After his brief encounter with Adco Records, Young Jesse started going under his real name, Obie Jesse, and cut some jazz records for Capitol. During the 1960s, he recorded mostly jazz for a number of small record labels. In the mid-1970s, Obie became the musical director for Esther Phillips. His jazz group, the Obie Jesse Combo, recorded a couple of well-respected jazz albums, and he kept on performing for the rest of his life. We lost Obadiah Young Jesse on April 27th, 2020, at the age of 83. He may have only been a kid when he started out in the early 1950s recording with his friends as the Flares, but he was there at the beginning of rock and roll, and he made quite a contribution to the West Coast vocal group scene. My hat's off to you, Obie. May you rest in peace. I'm Matt the Cat, and until next time, remember, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the Juke in the Back. So let's close the show with that one single that Obie Jesse cut as Young Jesse for the Adco label in 1957. Here's Shuffle in the Gravel along with its B-side, Make Believe. I'll catch you on that flip side next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Shuffle in the gravel. Shuffle in the gravel.
They are the hot shot slingers, grooving to the music, you see.
Shuffle in the gravel.
But they still won't do that shuffle in the gravel with
you. Shuffle in the gravel.
They do the dance they call the popcorn, they got it from Katy Perry.
Shuffle in the gravel.
But they still won't do that shuffle in the gravel with
you. Shuffle in the gravel.
Come on somebody,
shuffle in the gravel.
I hate town now,
shuffle in the gravel.
I want you to shuffle,
yeah,
shuffle,
yeah, yeah.
Good Lord, in the gravel,
in the gravel.
But they still won't do that shuffle in the gravel with
shuffle in the gravel.
They do the fishy-washy-wishy, they got it from a creature you know.
Shuffle in the gravel.
But they still want to do that shuffle in the gravel with
shuffle in the gravel.
Here comes a Sister Lucy, walking with the phone to be
shuffle in the gravel.
I'm gonna ask that girl to do the shuffle in the gravel with me.
Shuffle in the gravel.
Come on, the phone, you're
shuffle in the gravel.
I hate town now,
shuffle in the gravel.
I want you to shuffle,
yeah,
shuffle,
yeah, yeah.
Good Lord, in the gravel,
in the gravel.
But they still won't do that shuffle in the gravel with me.
Shuffle in the gravel.
Come on, somebody.
gravel.
I would want to you to shovel, yeah, shovel,
yeah, yeah.
Good Lord, in the gravel,
in the gravel.
But this you won't do that shovel in the gravel with
you. Shovel in the gravel. Shovel in the gravel.
Go on, play the shovel.
Shovel in the gravel.
Take the shovel.
Shovel in the gravel.
Ooh, in the gravel.
Shovel in the gravel.
Way down.
We could make believe, baby, I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we? Well, 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 make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss. Two or three, I might as well make believe, baby, I love you, love, love you. Well, just to tell the truth, you're the greatest I do. That I love you. Oh, only make believe that you love me. Well, others find peace of mind in pretending. Well, baby, couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we? Oh, well, well, make believe, our lips are blending. Pretty baby, in a phantom kiss, or two or three. Well, I might as well, I make believe. I love you, baby, love you. Just to tell the truth, do the presents I do. Well, might as well make believe, baby, baby, I love you. Oh, love, love you. Well, tell, do tell the truth. A good and gracious tell I do.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.